You are welcome to the 5 Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Acts, chapter 9 and verse 6. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise. And go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. What Paul asked Jesus, I want us to look at it from two sides. I think often we look at that statement from one side. Say, oh, he asked the Lord Jesus, what will you want me to do? He wants to do the will of God. It's okay to look at it like that. But there's another side that is crucial. In fact, without that side, we can't have this one. Which is that it takes a man that has given up on his own will to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Many people cannot pray this prayer, and I'm referring to believers, because they are still not prepared to give up on their own will. They are not prepared to give up on their own ways. It is only somebody who had given up on his own ways, who has given up on his own will, who no longer wants to do his own thing, that can genuinely and sincerely pray and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? What do you want me to do? Was it that Paul was jobless before? He had what he was doing before. Now, if you had something you were doing before, and now you are saying, what will you have me do? It means you have given up on what you were doing. You have stopped it. This is a problem with many believers. They are not ready to yield to Jesus. They are not ready to give up what they are doing. Many are only saying, I want to know the will of God. I want to know what God wants me to do. But it's all lies. It's all on their lips. It doesn't reach their heart. Because they have not given up on what they are doing. You know what you are doing that Jesus wants you to stop. You have refused to stop it. You are saying, what will you have me to do? You are a very stubborn, disrespectful wife. But yet you will be saying, Pastor, I want to know the will of God for my life. I want to know what God wants me to do. You are a deceiver. Go and stop what you are doing that Jesus wants you to stop. Go and give up on that first. You have not given up on what Jesus asked you to give up on, but you want to know what Jesus wants you to do. You are a very terrible man. You are living a life of hypocrisy. Some of you are married and extremely wicked to your wife, and you are saying, I want to know what is the vision of God for my life. I really, really, really want to know. You are a liar. You are not interested in knowing anything. All those words, they are only on your lips. Paul immediately gave up on his own ways. He gave up on his own will. Our Lord Jesus himself gave up on his own will. Even though his own will is actually righteous and just, he gave up on it. He said, not as I will, but as thou will. He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. You see, those who want to do the will of God gives up on their own will. A lot of believers do not want to give up on their own will. Many issues the Lord had convicted you of, you have refused to yield. You have refused to give up on those issues, on those ways. There are things you are doing. God is telling you, stop this thing. This thing you are showing on social media, stop it. This one that you are doing here, he has pointed all of those things out. You won't stop. The same you will say, I want to know the will of God for my life. Why are you deceiving yourself? Why the hypocrisy? You think you can deceive God? For you to say, Lord, what will you have me do? You must give up on what you are doing. Many of you want to hold on to what you are doing tenaciously, and then you are still praying and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, what do you want me to do? You will never know what to do. You won't know what God wants you to do until you have given up on what you are doing. Until you are ready to do only what God wants you to do. You think the will of God is God to just simply come and tell that, I want you to be gathering children and be teaching them Sunday school. That's what you want to hear. What you are looking for is service. You do not understand that what is important is relationship. You know, this is what is killing me, a lot of marriages. Many marriages are service driven. They are not relationship driven. By service, they are only performing duties, but they are not building relationship with one another. So the man is doing his duty. The wife is doing her duty, but they have no relationship. Eventually, they will break. Eventually, they will have problem. It is relationship that is important, not service. Have you reached that point where you yourself, you can begin to say and say, Lord, Lord, what will thou have me do? That was a man that a few minutes ago, he was doing something. In fact, he had the employment letter to do what he was doing. And yet now the man is saying, no, Lord, what do you want me to do? And you could see immediately Jesus said, arise and go into the city, and he shall be told thee what thou must do. Did you notice that Jesus did not tell him first what he must do? What Jesus did was to give him direction. You know, Jesus didn't send him to Peter. Jesus didn't send him to John. He didn't send him to Timothy, Philip. He didn't send him to Thomas, all the great apostles. Did you know Jesus didn't send Paul to any one of them? Jesus sent Paul to an ordinary man sitting in a room praying. That was the man that Jesus sent Paul to tell him what he must do. Do you know Jesus himself didn't tell him? Many of you will not know what God wants you to do because you are not even ready to go to the kind of man God wants you to go to. You want a man that is big, but a man that is in his room, that nobody even knows him. If the Lord had not pointed Paul to that man, you know, that man is called Ananias in verse 10. The Bible says, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision. Can you imagine? The Lord is speaking to Ananias, just an ordinary disciple. He carries no title. He is not an apostle. He is not a prophet, reverend, doctor, none of these things. And that was the man that God was sending Paul to. That great Paul, it was an ordinary man like this that would tell him what he must become. It was an ordinary man like this. I remember my own life experience in 1996. It was a student like me, in fact, in the same class with me, that God revealed to what I was going to become. And that brother called me. And I thank God he's alive today. He's alive. I have his contact. In 1996, he was a student. Whatever I'm doing today, somebody told me in 1996. This is 2025. He was an ordinary brother. He wasn't a... No, till today, he's not a man of God in sense of which we think of a man of God. He's just a Christian brother that has employment, has a family, going about his life. That is who he is till today. But that is the same brother who told me what God wanted to do with my life as at that time in 1996. Brethren, are you truly ready to know what God wants you to do? Or are you just simply deceiving yourself? If you want to know what he wants you to do, you must give up first on what you are doing. And I'm not talking about job. I'm not talking, no. You must have in your heart a state of readiness that says, Lord, I truly want to do only what you want me to do. And any instruction he gives to you, you will go to that place. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.